Okay. Starting to become a hazard of the job now.
What's that?
We got to suffer through these bad 70s really love bad. Songs. 10 days, 10 ways of saying thank you. It sounds more like blank you.
It does, because we're not the ones putting these things together. And anyway.
I'm sure they worked hard on them, but really? Barry Manilow?
Well, remember, I got punished by my parents when I was bad. They made me listen to Barry Manilow as a kid. It was horrifying.
As punishment, yeah.
I know, I'm having flashbacks. So, GOP senators are negotiating with Brett Kavanaugh's accuser. We have the Senate Judiciary Committee negotiating with Kavanaugh's accuser in order to get her to testify. I think that's kind of the latest wrinkle here in the story. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're never going to really know the truth. Some people will pick sides. I don't really know whose side to pick. I don't know. One of the two are lying, and I can't tell you who it is. But should the Senate Judiciary Committee be negotiating with Brett Kavanaugh's accuser? I think the answer is yes. Everybody's saying she's got to come Monday, and if she doesn't come Monday, we're going to vote. Well, I don't know why Monday is such a big day. I don't know why everybody's saying it has to be Monday. It doesn't have to be Monday. Who says it has to be Monday?
The guy's in charge of the committee.
I know, but they usually don't know anything. they're in the Congress.
Jeez.
They're senators. They're not really doing anything good.
Well, how long do you wait then? I mean, how long do you give her to be, quote-unquote, prepared for something that, quite frankly, maybe she has known, you know, most of her life?
I don't know. I probably want to do it on my terms, not their terms.
Who's my terms? You mean
the woman
accuser
that has accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault? I would like to come and talk on my terms. I want to know where it's going to be, when it's going to be. I want to pick the day that I'm comfortable with.
But you're not in control of this, though.
Yeah, but they want me to come. I'm just saying, if I'm the woman that's accusing, they want me there. So okay, fine. I'll come and tell my story, but I've got to feel comfortable enough to do it. And you know what? Monday doesn't give me enough time. I get that. We just found out who this woman was.
This week,
3 days
really?
Ago.
Yeah,
3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah.
That's it. So I don't know why the Republicans are saying, well, she has to be here on a Monday. No, she doesn't. She doesn't have to be here on a Monday at all. I mean, I know that the Republicans want to get Kavanaugh passed. I know they want to put him on the Supreme Court. But I don't know why this Monday thing is it's either that or nothing. Because it makes me believe that they know she can't come on Monday, so we're just going to say it's Monday so she doesn't come.
Oh boy.
Do they really want to hear her give her story? I don't know. Maybe not. What's oh boy?
Do you want to hear something ridiculous?
I like ridiculous things. Did you just find this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just found this. There is now someone has found the Georgetown Prep High School yearbook from the graduating class of 1980, whatever.
So Georgetown Prep is where Brett Kavanaugh went to school. That was the high school he went to. And while he was in high school, this woman is saying he allegedly held her down, tried to take her clothes off, put his hand over her mouth, tried to sexually assault her, but she got away.
They are trying to find pictures of guys who look like Kavanaugh as possible other guys.
Who's this? Who's doing this?
Let's see.
It's not the Democrats.
The president and ethics, president of the Ethics and Publicly Policy Center, NRO's.
So it's not Republicans either.
Recovering lawyer. A Nationals and Capitals fan. That's great. So it's some guy in D.C.
who is
coming up with this theory now of it's not Kavanaugh, it's a classmate that looks like Kavanaugh. Here's this guy now. If I'm this guy, I'm ticked.
They put another guy's picture up? Oh, my goodness.
Trying to say that's the guy she may have been assaulted by.
Oh, that's horrible.
They're trying to poke holes in her story by telling or showing people the yearbook and a picture of a guy that could look like Kavanaugh that may have been at that part. I mean, this is just getting so ridiculous.
They just assassinated that man's character. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Oh, man.
I know. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
I think it started... It started with the Democrats holding on to this for so long and waiting for the perfect second to release that, hey, there is a woman that says Kavanaugh assaulted her. They waited forever. They, you know, the timing of it is odd. Then you've got the Republicans, you know, maybe a few of them care what the woman says. The Republicans just want to put their guy or their person, their pick on the court. I mean, they don't really, I don't think they really care. Both sides have just, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. You know who's acted better than everybody in this situation?
Donald Trump.
Trump.
He hasn't attacked her.
No.
He hasn't said anything on Twitter. He hasn't gone off he was down at Hurricane Florence looking at the devastation. He didn't say, oh, and by the way,
right,
Kavanaugh's innocent. This woman's crazy.
He's held his tongue. And it goes back to what I usually say. You know, Trump will be gone one of these days. He'll either lose re-election, win re-election, and then he'll leave the office. But these people from Congress are still going to be there. They're lifers. They're the real problem. Trump has done some very good things, and he's done some really horrible things. I mean, we just talked about one of the horrible things last hour. But it really is Congress that's killing America. It really is. They don't want to work together. They hate each other. They got their own. You know, the Democrats, if they had their way.
Well, they would delay until after the midterm elections.
They're
if they could.
The Democrats are playing the Merrick Garland game in reverse.
Right.
So, you know, they would like to just delay, see if they win the Senate. And let's say Kavanaugh is still there or he's gone, the Democrats won't vote at all.
Yeah.
They'll do what the Republicans did with Merrick Garland.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just a big mess. But the thing that you brought up, that's awful. That's terrible.
They are giving out the street address of the house. They're telling people the floor plan of the house, which bedroom it could have occurred in. I mean, come on, people, really?
I don't know. I don't know who to believe in this situation. I usually go with the women. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think here because.
But if you're the GOP, how long do you give her before you say, hey, look, we got to move on here. If you're going to keep delay, we've got to vote and we've got to move on.
I guess I'd ask, when are you going to be ready? And can you please give me a day?
And is it next week? If it's not next week, is it next month?
Next week would be preferable, yeah. I think you try and do it next week.
Yeah.
But Monday is kind of silly and I think out of the question. We'll keep our eye on the story. It keeps getting crazier every single day.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, did the President of the United States decide not to come to Phoenix? Or what is the deal? Is he coming to Phoenix? Or,
well, he's been a little busy.
Or is he postponed his trip indefinitely? Because he was supposed to come here.
Well.
And he was supposed to campaign with Martha McSally. We thought it was going to be in September.
Right.
It's not September.
Right. There's new info.
All right. We'll give it to you next.
All right.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Okay, Courtney Gifford did not call us. She's dead to us. Okay.
Aw, oh, jeez, man.
Right.
A decade of Mac and Gatos. At 5:15, we give away prizes.
Yeah, so we're going to give prizes away right now to the 10th caller, 277-5827. You'll get lower-level tickets.
Why the 10th caller?
To see the 10 years, decade, caller 10.
Got
theme.
It.
Yeah. Lower-level tickets to the Cardinals versus the 49ers game on October 7th. Caller 10, you get them. Not Courtney.
What if she didn't want them?
That is on her. Too bad.
Not been too good, so.
Nope. Too bad. One guy called yesterday.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 5:15, we'll give away something else, something big, something huge, something fantastic.
Exactly.
So make sure you're here. But we'll find out who's going to win in a second 10th call.
Right.
Okay. I thought Trump was coming to Phoenix to help try and get Martha McSally, the Republican candidate for Senate, elected.
Well, that was supposed to be after Labor Day week turned into a couple of weeks in September to maybe later in September.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we hear is that the president is not coming to Arizona, at least for this month.
And his visit to Arizona may be canceled indefinitely. Does that mean that he won't come in at all?
Maybe.
Why?
Don't know.
Well,
that's
a great question. If he wants the Senate to remain Republican, why wouldn't he come in and help Martha McSally?
He should have been here last week if that's what he wants.
Or at least in early October.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know the man's busy. He had a hurricane that he had to deal with. He went down to North Carolina. The Kavanaugh story, I'm sure, this is not what the president wanted at all.
Right.
So I know that, you know, there are a lot of things on his plate, but he is doing a rally somewhere today. I know that. He's not in Washington, D.C.
He's up the road. He's in Nevada.
Nevada.
I screwed that up. He's up in Nevada. It's not as though he's in New Hampshire or, you know, on the East Coast.
He's right
up the road.
And I don't know why he's not coming here.
Maybe he can't find a place.
Let me give you a little theory on this. Because we've said this before. Trump was supposed to come here earlier this month. The White House did call, like the convention center.
Trying to schedule.
And
They got a big no.
There's nothing at the convention center.
We're all booked.
They're not booked. There's nothing going on there. We looked at the schedule. So, you know, we think that they didn't want him there. Either they don't like him personally, they don't like his politics, or they don't want the unrest that happened the last time.
Yeah.
So,
and you could ask the question, and it's a legitimate one, well, why doesn't he just go to Tucson? Martha McSally is known in Tucson. She is not well known like Kyrsten Sinema
here
in central and northern Arizona. So he has to come here at least.
But my conspiracy theory is he's all butthurt that Phoenix said no and okay, I'm not coming. He could do that. I mean, he's known for doing stuff like that.
But then he takes the risk of Kyrsten Sinema winning.
You're right. I don't know why he's not coming. But I do believe he was blocked from coming, at least in September. So we'll find out. Now, the president not coming this month, what does that do with the ridiculous ACLU here in Arizona? Because they just look like, I'm just going to say it, they look like a bunch of jackasses. I'm sorry, they do. The ACLU first sued Phoenix. The Phoenix Police Department, earlier this month, they didn't like how they shut the protests down at the Trump rally here last year. Earlier this week, they filed a motion to get a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix police.
But now it doesn't matter, right?
Well,
he's not coming, so get rid of the restraining order, right?
Well, I think that attorneys for the city of Phoenix have requested that the ACLU withdraw its request.
Okay.
For a restraining order, since Trump will not be appearing, but they haven't done that yet.
Right.
They look ridiculous here.
It's embarrassing.
The ACLU, they look like a bunch of morons. So, I mean, if Trump does come to Phoenix, and he is in downtown Phoenix, and the ACLU puts a restraining order against the Phoenix police,
and a judge accepts it,
they can't get anywhere near Donald Trump, right? Well, who's going to protect the public?
Well, you know that they would still protect the public.
I'm just saying, if they get their way and the Phoenix PD is not allowed to go to downtown Phoenix, it just tells me that the ACLU wants all hell to break loose.
Yeah.
So then they could talk about, oh, well, look, all hell broke loose. It's got to be Trump's fault, right? Oh, they're just morons.
I don't understand. And it's actually a good thing that this is what the ACLU is complaining or fighting about. We aren't Ferguson. We're not Baltimore. By the way, I found out a high school buddy of mine just got busted. He's been a cop for years, just got busted for planting evidence in the Baltimore Police Department. We do not have near the problems Baltimore, Ferguson, and other police departments do if this is what the ACLU is worried about, okay?
Yeah.
We have nothing to worry about.
Well,
so it's actually a testament or a good thing that, unfortunately, the chief, Jerry Williams, has to deal with, you know, the jackwads at the ACLU of trying to slap a temporary restraining order. Hey, let people demonstrate peacefully. Yeah, that's what's going to happen if you don't have police presence, right?
Here's their lawyer from the ACLU.
The Phoenix police, with no reason, came out with tear gas, pepper spray, projectile weapons, and fired them into the crowd.
Yeah, for no reason. You guys are clueless. You guys are absolutely clueless. You didn't watch what I watched. You didn't see what I saw and what most everybody else saw. The police were under attack, for crying out loud. They had stuff thrown at them. There were people in gas masks. Come on.
The people in the crowd had gas masks.
Come on,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
The ACLU can just continue to look like the rear end of a horse if they want to, but, you know, that's up to them.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, let's get some traffic. We'll get you home as fast as we can. And then when we come back, is it illegal in the state of Arizona to do yard work in the nude? Why would we do something like that?
Without sunscreen?
Show?
What?
Talk about it next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Congratulations, Patty from Mesa. She was the 10th caller. As we are giving away a prize every day for the next 2 weeks to say thank you. 10 days and 10 ways to say thank you, Mac and Gatos. A decade of Mac and Gatos. We gave away Cardinals tickets to the 49ers game, lower bowl, great seats.
Awesome seats, awesome seats. All right, congratulations, Patty. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, big day, 5:15, another huge prize.
Right.
All right. Question. Is it illegal in Arizona if you feel like you need to go and do some yard work without your clothes on? Is that illegal?
So you're doing your yard work, but
right.
You're naked.
Yes. We'll answer that question in a second.
Okay.
But there's a guy that's doing exactly that in another state, and they can't do anything about it.
People who live in this neighborhood say their neighbor does yard work and walks around his property naked.
Well, that's just flat out gross.
Well, it is. I mean,
it's very gross.
I mean, am I to judge?
I am here to
my
judge.
Neighbor?
I'm judging the neighbor. The neighbor's gross.
Yeah, I know. Who am I to judge the neighbor if, it's in the backyard, it's not a big deal?
Oh, you think it's in the backyard.
This isn't in the backyard?
No, it's in the front yard. So go ahead and judge now.
What exactly are they doing? Are they using like
a jackhammer? That doesn't
matter. Is there a lot of jiggling?
They've called the sheriff's office, but deputies say there's nothing they can do.
I came out, Sunday night, put the trash out. I look over and he's bent over. Winding up his hose, and like, that's my view of my neighborhood.
That's a terrible view of the neighborhood.
What did she say?
That would make me move.
Concerned neighbors want to crack down on this.
Oh! Did you get...
Come on!
Want to crack down on this naked truth.
Oh, okay.
Why do the TV people always do the...
They think they gotta be clever.
The man who lives at the end of their street is a nudist.
He works on his car. And he does it naked.
Close the garage.
Well, I hope he doesn't change the oil, the oil or something like
Sell
that.
Sell the car.
I mean, that dipstick gets awfully hot.
And, everyone's called the police. But he's just out there doing his yard work. It's whatever he needs to do outside naked.
Nude yard work? Neighbors can't bear it.
Come on!
I like wordplay every once in a while, but come on, really?
Nude yard work? Neighbors can't bear it.
All right, now the age-old question will be answered.
The age-old question?
Yeah, I think people will always wondered this. Is this illegal in Arizona? No bathrobe, no nothing. First of all, it's before you give the answer, it's a little warm here, and, sunburn. So I would go away from...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and cactus.
Yeah, very true.
Cactus.
You don't want to be trimming your cactus in the nude.
No. Well,
jeez.
Nobody trims a cactus, man. You don't want to, fall backwards on a cactus.
Oh, suddenly Mr. Home Improvement knows that people don't trim cactuses. Okay.
Hey, I got a guy.
Nude yard work? Neighbors can't bear it.
Is it illegal?
Stop, honey.
Is it illegal in Arizona?
It appears so. As long as you are on your property... And you're not doing anything...
Well, then it's not illegal.
It appears that it is legal to do it on your property as long as you're not doing anything naughty.
Okay, so it's not illegal in Arizona if you want to go and water the grass.
If you want to trim your shrub.
If you want to do that,
right.
You're not wearing a bathrobe.
You're cutting back your bushes, yeah.
And that's how you do it.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a terrible thing. We need to talk to Ducey about this. When's he coming in studio again?
Oh, is that? You want to bring it up with the governor?
Well, really, I think that we need a law change here. I mean, don't you?
Thank goodness Don Shooter's not in the legislature. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
He's all for it.
Let me just say this.
As long as you aren't doing something weird.
Right, but you're still there with nothing on.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
What kids are riding their bikes around the streets and they're seeing this guy here.
Wondering
and
where you're going
see,
with that.
But that's, All right, so your kids, do they go play outside, right?
Not anymore.
Well, not after this story.
Stay away from old man Patterson.
Nude yard work? Neighbors can't bear it.
Stop it! Not you, her. Knock it off. We get it.
Nude yard work?
Hey!
Neighbors can't bear it.
You're not going to win an Emmy that way.
Nude yard work? Neighbors can't bear it.
I'm not going to bear
So they, in Florida, have called the police.
Yeah, and the police say he's not doing anything illegal.
The police come to the house, mm-hmm. right? This is not a joke. This is in the story. They ring the doorbell, and there is husband and wife. Nothing.
Both of them.
Both?
Yeah, both of them.
And it's not illegal.
You're right.
I would think it would be indecent exposure.
But it's not on... See, that would be public property, not private property.
Have we just told people in Arizona that it's okay to do this?
Yes.
That's a horrible thing. We should not be on the air
anymore.
Doesn't
mean they're going to do it.
Well, I'm just saying. What if the cops show up and they say, hey, listen, Mac and Gatos told me this is okay and we can do it.
All right, you may want to not say that.
Please don't say that.
Yeah, refrain from using our name if the cops show up and you're
Let's
naked.
Let's just end the show before it gets any worse.
Oh, it could get better? All right. Chad Benson is next. Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.